Hi there. Hey, we are the 90 Day Divas, and I'm Carol.
I'm Lucy.
And I'm Jen.
And our mission is to impact the lives and businesses of people who want to break free of overwhelm, get their business back on track, and receive more money in their bank account in 90 days. Without DIYing it, getting frustrated, losing momentum, or wasting time and money.
Connect, collaborate, and conquer with us, and we take you through relevant business topics and showcase interesting entrepreneurs from around the world.
On the Diva Deep Dive, we're going deep on business topics that we know you'll find valuable. Plus, we're going to ask those questions that are on your mind from entrepreneurs who have been there and done that. Let's start the show.
Hey, and welcome to this issue of the Diva Deep Dive. Today, we've got Kerry Conley with us. And Kerry has been helping entrepreneurs to find their vision for more than 21 years. And what she's found that without a clear, big vision, people are really never able to make it past their fears, like stepping outside their comfort zone, fear of failing, the fear of success. Really what we're going to be diving in with Kerry on today is what that means, what that looks like in real life to her clients and how she helps them and how you can learn more about what she does. So yeah, Lucy, you want to kick us off today?
Yeah, thanks for having or to join us today. So I guess we would like to start off with, who do you most enjoy working with? Who's like your dream client that really makes you jump out of bed in the morning and get started?
I love this question. And thank you, first of all, for having me on, ladies. This is delightful. It's evolved over the years because I've been doing this for so long, you guys. And when I first stepped into doing this, it was because I had written my own vision from prompting of a mentor. I was doing the 9-to-5 gig, changing jobs every 2 years, you guys, because I couldn't fit the mold. And I had a mentor say, you know, Kerry, you can do whatever you want to do with your life. You just need to get super clear on what you want. So I was about, you know, my late 20s when I wrote my first vision out and then stepped into being an entrepreneur so that I could stay home with my then little babies. And part of my job while I was building that business in the industry of network marketing is I was building a very big team of women. And so the first thing I knew I had to do with them was to help them find their big vision, their big why, because being an entrepreneur is tough and you want to quit like every other day. So the reason I tell people that I'm able to keep going and be consistent is because my vision always overrides whatever I'm dealing with in the moment. So historically, a lot of the clients that I ended up attracting were mostly female service-based entrepreneurs in the industry of network marketing. And then 12 years ago, I decided to step out of that and become a speaker to the public on how to write their vision like they've never written it before. And so what has happened most specifically in the past 6 years is I lost my husband to suicide in 2014, and then I lost my 25-year-old son in 2017. And so since all of that, I now am very, very focused and have a huge heart and a huge longing to want to help young adults, because most of them will tell you very honestly that they're drifting through life and they're not happy. And so that's where I'm focused right now.
Wow. Such a lot of stuff to have gone through. And obviously your journey brings you right here to this moment, doesn't it? Which is just incredible. And so what are the biggest problems do you think that your ideal clients face? I mean, you've kind of gone through, you know, that piece of not understanding really what lights them up. But can you kind of expand on that a bit more and how that impacts us?
Yeah. So when in the process, you guys, what I do is I get people to write out as if it's 3 years out, put a date on that 3 years out, and then write how old you will be and how old your family members will be, because, you know, aging is non-negotiable and time 3 years gone. Right. And so when I get people to physically do that right after they write it, I ask them how they feel. And there are a lot of positive words like, this is so exciting and I have some hope and now I can see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel and I can reverse engineer a game plan. But after that, I see the people in the room that are very hesitant to share how they're feeling. And a lot of it is wrapped around fear. It's always fear. The bottom line is fear of everything. But they're feeling very overwhelmed about not seeing how this big dream can come to fruition with where they are right now, circumstantially. They feel like it's too much to tackle. They don't feel like they're going to have the right support. And I think overall, I will tell you, especially with women, I hate to say this, there is a huge lack of self-worth, very, very low confidence, feel like they deserve to go after that dream. And so they self-sabotage a lot. They can see the vision and they can create a game plan, but every day they really struggle with, am I worth it? Do I deserve it? Will people value this? I mean, I dealt with that all the time. And if we're leveling up in our business every year, which we should be, we're always still facing that.
Yeah, we just ran a 3-day confidence booster, didn't we, ladies? Because it's something that we see in our business as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, I remember years ago with Oprah, you know, she would say, you know, the most top guests would come on and right at the end of it, they'd say, how was that? Was that okay?
Yeah.
Know, even the most toppest people that we think, you know, they should have confidence in the world, they still want to know the validation. They still want to know, did I hit the mark? Was it okay? You know?
Yeah. We never think we are enough. And the other thing is, I said that to two people I coached today, is that they undervalue their genius. They don't, like for me, I think everybody should know how to write this vision organically, because to me, it's second nature. And so sometimes I can devalue that thinking, oh, there's somebody better out there who can do this, right? I literally told a woman today that I was coaching. I said, girl, you've got to stop devaluing what you offer people because you don't think it's enough. They see you as the expert and the authority. You need to just step all into it.
Yeah, totally.
So true. And we're so hard on ourselves. And I think that's partially because we do what we do so naturally, kind of like you do what you do with the vision. So it just comes natural. Like, doesn't everybody know how to do this?
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, does that make us question our vision? You see, because we think it's so natural, but actually that naturalness is what we're meant to be. It's the uniqueness that you're bringing. No one can do it like you can, right?
So that's right. That's exactly right.
What is the first simple step that the people that you work with, or people who are listening today who don't even really work with either one of us, right? People who are just out in the audience, what can they do to begin working towards nailing down that vision? What's one simple, quick thing?
I'll give you 3 steps. And then I, at the end, if it's okay with you guys, I have a free downloadable workbook that I can give as a gift. So number one, you've got to figure out a quiet space that you can sit and write, which is the hardest step for people to take. You know, if you can go to your happy place, like I go to the beach every year in the month of my birthday and revisit my vision and rewrite it, but don't need to do that. But you definitely need to get in a quiet space. You need to unplug from your phones, your families, you know, just get away and handwrite. So don't type this, use a journal or a legal pad of paper, whatever you like, write out your vision. So what I get people to do is date it as if it's 3 years out from that day. And to put their age, like I mentioned earlier, how old will you be on that day? How old will your family members be on that day? Because it reveals a lot. You know, when I'm in front of people and I'm doing this, you guys, I can see people going, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe how old I'm going to be or how old my kids are going to be. And what happens after that is they start projecting into that time frame and seeing some shifts coming that they're not prepared for. And so what I get them to do is then write out in great detail what they see their life looking like, what they dream their life to look like as if it is that day. And there's 7 areas that I get them to focus on: their faith life or community, whatever that means to you, family, friends, fitness and health, your finances, your field, which is your career, and fun. And just write it out just as big and as bold that you can imagine, and don't leave anything out. I think a lot of teams people want to write something and then they leave it off because they're like, oh, that's just too much. I don't deserve that. And that's never going to happen in 30 years or 3 years, or they can't see with where they're at financially or in a relationship right now, how that's ever going to happen. So forget the how, just write the vision. The how comes after the vision. And then what they can do once they've got the vision written is they can now start reverse engineering some goals, right? So they can set out some very specific 1-year goals in each area, 6 months, 90 days, and bring it all the way down to knowing daily, hour by hour, what is the best use of your time today, moving in the direction of the goals and the vision.
Nice.
That's amazing. I really love how you said before too, a lot of us, we're just drifting through life.
Yeah.
And we just don't know where to start. And I think these three steps, I'm sure everyone listening will really go away and find that quiet space and really start thinking. Because that is, like you said, the hardest part is taking that time and really start thinking what we actually want.
Right.
Yeah, I love it. So I guess what would you say is one free simple action that people can take? I guess it would be these 3 steps. Or do you have anything else that you could sort of help them try to solve to get out of that drifting mode?
So the gift that I want to offer your listeners is my first book, you guys. It's a workbook called Vision is Victory, and it literally will walk people through the process of how to write it. And they can get that by simply texting the word victory, all in caps, to 26786. And that will immediately give them the downloadable version. Like I said, they can print it out as a workbook as if they want, but it's a super simple process. I get them to think first of the 3 years and then figure out where they're getting stuck and then to break it into some baby step goals.
You think we could even maybe with that put give them as a on your website, because obviously quite a bit of our listeners will be from New Zealand and other parts sure. outside of the US essentially, because we've got Swiss as well. And yeah, is there a way?
Actually, you also a link, you guys. I can give you a link they can click.
Yeah, brilliant. Great. I also just wanted to quickly dive back into why you get them to write it out, because I know a bit of this research, but I think let's extrapolate, because people don't understand what the digital world is doing to their brain function, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know the scientific reason for this. All I know is that there is a very powerful connection between the hand and the brain. And so I think writing it out is more personal than typing it. I think, and here's the other thing. The unfortunate thing for most of us is digitally means that we are on this computer, which means notifications can pop up. We can get distracted by other things. And I just feel like it's just much more personal when it's, you know, handwritten, your handwriting.
Yeah, I'll extrapolate a little bit. The research tells us that, you know, these fine motor skills that we use when we pick up a pen and use that sort of stuff links in particularly to our creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just got some handles in there to pull out what's already in us, right? And that's what we're trying to do.
And it's powerful. It's very powerful. Mm,
totally.
Yeah, when you see what has been in your head in an amorphous form, if you see it on paper, it just kind of makes it so much more real, doesn't it? On paper, however you choose to write it down. Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
And I like it too, because you can take it with you. I mean, now you can take the computer, but there's something about... It's a bit of a ritualistic thing, isn't it? You know, a little bit of a ritual. So tell us also, what is one of the programs or books or talk or what's been most impactful for you as you've been going along? And I'm sure that there's been lots and lots, but is there something that comes to mind when we ask that? Is there been an influence or a book or a program or a talk that you've really found was quite influential for you?
Along my personal growth journey?
Yeah.
Oh, so many.
Yeah.
I quote a lot of them. So just the one that's popping up on my head right now, I talk a lot about, is called The Zone of Genius. I think it's called The Big Leap. I'm sorry. It's called The Big Leap. Yeah. He talks a lot about staying in your zone of genius. And that's where what the vision helps me do, and others, if they really apply it to what they're doing, is I know what I'm called to do in my gift. Like when I do workshops, well, I'll use this. When I launch this young adult community that I'm wanting to launch before the end of the year, I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm going to talk only about vision and purpose and why you matter and how to write it and how to get unstuck. But I'm going to pull from other resources, other amazing people that can help in the area of finance, relationships, self-help, fitness. So I really love teaching people, especially entrepreneurs who try and wear all the hats, right? I run my website and I'm checking the back end and I'm doing all my social media and I'm doing my bookkeeping. I'm like, why? You can't do that. You have to stay right here. So that you are delivering the best of what you have for in your day, either dump or delegate everything else out. It's hard to do.
It is. And we've got a program where we, you know, pull together a group of really early stage entrepreneurs and wannabe entrepreneurs, people who are really wanting to jump out of a corporate and go, I want to do my own thing. And we show them how to do that. And that's a huge piece of it, is there's so much overwhelm in the beginning, or there can be for people who are in that space. It's like, oh my God, how do I do everything? No, you don't necessarily have to.
And it's not even just the beginning of their career, Jen. I've seen women who are super successful that are still doing that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, we have this control issue and we don't think we can let it go. Yes.
Exactly.
What is one question that we should have asked you today that we've forgotten to ask you?
I just really, like I said, I'm encouraging people to help me with this mission, to follow me whatever way you want. I'm on all the things, platform, you know, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, my podcast, Moving Through and Beyond. Watch and subscribe that, because what I'm going to need is an army of people to help me with this movement. So I just would love it if people could get on board with that and help me share it out. So thanks for asking.
Thank you so much for your time. And it was really amazing to hear how simple it can be to really get our vision going. And yeah, all we need to do is get a piece of paper and get started and start writing. And I think we're all about taking action So it's, we do like to, the divas, we do like to show how to. And yeah, I think these three steps are super powerful. So we'll be linking them in our show notes. Yeah, thanks so much for being on with us.
Thank you, guys. I've appreciated your time and having me on as a guest.
Hey, hope you enjoyed this. If you'd like to know more, check out our other podcasts. The freebies are on our website. Or if you're ready to take action, hop on a chat with us. Simply follow the links in the show notes.